Okay, so it's just 2d6. Blammo!
Nice.
Okay. So you come over to the console, which goes from the smiley face to like a default like rotating piece of pizza with like a big X on it for Ximenez. So it's just like rotating around, and you activate the console. It comes up, and it says like, "Welcome, visitor. Please insert credentials for further information." And then you really only have one option. You can just get like basic info. There's like an info button. You'd have to input some kind of crew credentials to get any more.
Right. Info on the ship. Well, I push the info button.
Okay, so you get a brief, a video, and it pipes the audio feed to your helmet of the pizza party.
I broadcast.
Okay, so everybody can hear this. So it's like one of those like cheesy like corporate like team building kind of videos with like the corny music, and it's like the pizza party was commissioned in 2198, and it shows these like long panning shots of the pizza party in space being assembled by all these industrial drones.
Swansong, I would like to officially apologize for this. We can move on.
You need to apologize. You didn't say out. I was trying to talk, but I couldn't. You didn't clear the comms.
Out, god damn it.
Well,
Swansong, out.
while this is happening, and while Steven's checking this out, I want to text on my data pad. Don't worry about him. Are we safe? Are we getting closer?
It just says bridge ?
To you.
It just repeats bridge ?
Are you at the bridge?
It replies, you get a reply that's, let me get that for you. And the door just pops open and you kind of like stumble forward the door. You're trying to pry open. You can see a hallway ahead and running lights on the floor just like light up in orange that like lead around a corner.
Adam, feel free to tell me if this is metagaming, but would I see these messages pop up somewhere in the Bridge of the Swan Song?
You might. Actually, you make a perception check. If you can get a 7, you can tell that Kiani is messaging someone. If you can get a 9 or better, you can catch that last set of messages because she's got a helmet cam, right?
Is perception based off of intelligence?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And if I don't have a 0, it's at a -1 regardless?
Yeah, that's right.
8.
Okay. So you see she's having a conversation with someone, but you can't tell who it is or what the content is.
Okay. I kind of just go over and my eyes are kind of like, what the fuck? And I just sit there and wait and just let it keep happening.
You're on a mission. Stop sexting your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he's the crew left on the Swan Song. They automatically see video feed from our suits.
Yes.
Anything I don't see video feed from you guys.
I radio back. I say,
Swan Song, are you seeing this? Over?
What am I seeing? What? I can't. It's a little fuzzy. You got a little fog on there. Can you scratch it?
I reach up to sort of wipe the camera on the top of my suit. I said,
that door, well, it seemed like it actually opened on its own, and we've got these runner lights on the floor. Sicarian, you're backing us up, right, over?
Correct.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess we'll keep on going.
So Karen, your call sign is just S. Say S out when you finish. It's S out. Swan Song out.
Wait. does it work when you say it, Swan Song? I'm confused.
No. I say Swan Song out. He says S out, and y'all say Red Squadron.
Red leader.
I say hey. You say ho. I say hey. You say ho.
I loosened the semi-automatic pistol on my belt.
Yeah, you like unclip the holster.
Victor,
yeah.
Victor, is it fucking dark in here?
Well, not with these runner lights on.
It seems a little fucking dark here. I got take this thermal flare.
All right. So
and I pop one too.
Okay. You guys have flares now, so you can see the whole inside of the ship's like. Corridor. And yeah, like I mentioned before, if there's no grabs, there's little bits of compartments that had come loose in whatever happened to the ship kind of floating around. You have to clear them as you pass. It's a very sort of Spartan ship. There's no like fancy decoration. There's just this like long hallway, metal grating for the floor. And the walls aren't even painted. They're all like a plain sort of steel color. The running lights kind of lead you around the corner. And that's the way you guys were going anyway.
Am I seeing any more responses from this comm station thing that popped up?
Nope, but I mean, you could always message you could try and tap into the comm system.
So what were the last messages that I've seen?
You didn't see specifics. You just saw that Piani was messaging someone.
Okay.
But if you have computers, you can make an attempt to get a better look at the comm log or.
I don't. Can I still make the attempt?
Yeah. If you get a 12, then I'll let you tap in.
I mean, it's going to be a minus one, so I have to get.
Yeah. Two sixes. I mean, if you can roll two sixes, then.
Okay. I don't.
Okay. All right. So you look at it and you're like, I could totally hack. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember hacking the key card thing, and I'm like, nope, didn't go well.
Okay.
Got you rich, didn't it?
It did.
you guys want to continue on to the bridge?
You bet.
Okay. All right. So yeah, literally, like it's as you approach a door, it opens. As long as you're heading towards the bridge, you get a few paces away, and it just snaps and slides open. At one point, you cross a gap where there's like the floor has been sheared off. There's a big kind of cylindrical area that's missing. If you look up one way, you can see like up out into space, and you look the other way, and you can see kind of down into the darkness as far as the flares can go. There's areas where the ship is damaged that badly, and you kind of have to hop over over the gap.
A little vertigo. Ooh.
Eventually, you reach the door, and it's just got marked in like white spray paint bridge, and it's got the pizza logo, and it opens the same way. The bridge of the pizza party is on one of the upper decks. It's got a big, now broken, like shattered screen where you can see out into space. You can actually see the swan song kind of attached to the side of the ship from here. It's a sort of semicircular area. There's a big, like, hollow panel in the middle on the floor where it would project, like, a holographic projection, maybe tactical maps or whatever for the captain. There's an area for the captain, the first officer, and some other, like, around the outside edge, some other comms panels. But everything in here is dark. You get a message, Piani, that just says, "Hi!" exclamation mark.
I respond back, "Do-do-do-do-do." Can you turn the power on?
You get a message back that says, "Not on my own. Want to help?" Winky smiley face.
What do I need to do?
A video, a snippet of video pops up. And again, like Higgs, now that you're actually watching, you catch all of that. And you get to see the video. So it's like a clip from a technical like documentation video about the ship. That's like activating emergency power, and it like literally shows you like go to this console, press these buttons, hit this switch, and it like runs you through the steps.
Would I know that ships have AI in them?
Or I think it's common? It's pretty uncommon. But AI is a thing that existed pre like Scream. They help navigate. It was a big deal, but some sectors were lost when AI became. Kind of like basically super intelligent, and we're like, oh, we're gonna run the show, you know, your standard Skynet thing.
So I would know them only through secondhand information,
ancient history. Yeah, okay. But there's been you know, like there's an AI research department at the Anaximander University, and it said that Sunbeam and Ximenez and like other big companies that have a lot of money, they're doing testing with AI, and there's a process that you use on AI called breaking. So an AI, if it's braked, it can only get as smart as like a person or a dog or whatever, but it's still gotcha. All pretty experimental.
Okay.
So
that's common knowledge for everybody. Y'all know that.
I respond to the video. I'm going to help you turn the power back on. That's it.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the console and punch in the instructions.
Okay. All right. So you start following that process. You know, everybody else you see Piani doing this goes over to the console and starts working on it. Victor, what are you doing?
Oh,
you guys
sorry, Victor, go ahead.
I guess I'm kind of like admiring the view out of the shattered front vista ports of the pizza party. And I just sort of mutter myself, they all got sucked straight into space. The poor bastards. And I sort of look over at Piani and I say, "Hey, Miss Pick, what you doing? Need any help with that?
Preparing the scan. Just give me a fucking second.
Can I open up a private channel to Mr. S?
Yeah, absolutely.
I open up a private channel. I'm just like, Mr. S, Piani's talking to someone over on that ship. It's making me a little worried. Are you seeing her feed?
No, I'm just down here in the cargo hold. What do you mean talking to somebody?
She's been communicating with someone over there, and it showed a video on her feed. I don't want to alarm, but I don't think they're alone over there.
And she hasn't told us who she's talking to?
She hadn't spoken or anything. I didn't want to make a big fuss.
Can you ask her? Based on her reaction, I'll react.
All right. Swan song out.
While this is sort of, I guess, while they're talking, I'm still punching in the
console. Yeah, it's a lot of like rebooting and reconfiguring, and like it's a long process. It's not difficult.
Okay. So, but while I'm like doing this process and inevitably waiting for a few fucking status bars to hit 100%, I respond back. Are you alone?
Not anymore, winky smiley face.
I respond, are you ready to come with me?
Where?
With me on the swan song.
Oh, fuck.
So you get back like another status bar, and it says swan song processing, and there's like it's like filling up. The console starts to flicker, and Sikirin, you notice like the cargo hold lights like dim for a second and then go back on, like there's a sudden power drain.
This is Higgs over at the swan song, obviously. We've got someone just I think scanned the ship, but Mr. S, did you catch that?
There was a power surge.
Swan song. What's in the core?
As the computer screens are rebooting, instead of coming up with their normal like readouts and stuff, they're just big like emoji like smiley faces.
I've lost all control, I think. Piani, what the fuck's going on with the computer system? Who are you talking to?
Hold on, I need a...
As Higgs says that, I say, Higgs, get your suit on just in case.
I think I'm going to stay up here in the bridge. You should stay down there.
You don't understand. If you've lost control, they control our life support. Get the suit on.
Oh, you... All right, okay.
He makes a good point, Higgs.
Yeah, I start running for the other suit.
Okay.
I repeat my text.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come with me?
So you message it a couple of times, and the reply you get is just one sec, lol.
So I want to change my to actually I hit all caps.
Okay.
And I type, do you really want to stay out here by yourself forever?
The progress bar that's running on the like the scan when it was like swan song 1 second, it fills. On the swan song, you guys the consoles all go dead again. The lights go off for a second, and then power back up, and then you get a reply, Piani, and it just says nice ship
for you to live on.
Higgins, Mr. Higgins, I need you to ask Piani what's going on.
Yeah, I guess I stop wherever I'm at, grab the nearest comm things. I'm just like, Piani, can you please fucking explain? I'm running for my life over here. Are we in danger? I have lost all control of the fucking swan song.
Okay, I realize that you're all fucking morons when it comes to computers, but what we've come across here, in my opinion, is a fucking artificial intelligence. Having it on our side could be a fucking great thing for the swan song. We're off the ship. Fucking AI shoots a weapon. We're off the ship. Fucking ship comes and saves us. I'm just trying to make some fucking enhancements.
How do you know it's our friend, Piani?
Is that what is in the core? Is that what we're here to get to deliver to Ximenez?
I don't know.
I think we might want to look into that.
Can you
I'm about to deliver it to the fucking swan song.
God damn it, Piani.
Just don't get too attached.
So, Piani, do you want to finish the boot up sequence?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, when you complete the sequence, all the lights on the I mean, they're dim. They're like red emergency lights over all the lights on the pizza party. Come on. You feel the sudden kind of heavy weight on your shoulders of the inertial dampers, the artificial gravity, turn on. Big metal plates drop down over the broken window. And you can see on the console various diagnostics. The ship is basically like examining itself for damage and starting to close off emergency systems. You notice that core and spike drive are both listed as offline and terminal, like cannot be repaired. And the other systems are going through analysis right now. So it's assessing hull damage, all that stuff. You get a message that just says, ow, like O-W exclamation point.
I respond back. I know it might hurt, but I had to do this to bring you with us.
So instead of replying by text, the holo panel comes on. And there's a hologram, blue, like see-through, three-dimensional, big-ass piece of very realistic-looking pepperoni pizza, just like floating in the middle of the bridge, and it's illuminated the rest of the bridge.
Am I seeing the?
You can see, like, you've got a HUD. You all can share each other's view. Like, you have a HUD in the helmet that shows little squares of each other's feed. So if Victor or Piani look at the big floating piece of pizza, then they see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking.
I'm just like, what? What in the fuck is that? Mr. S, we better get over there. I've lost all control over this. I don't know what to do.
I stay on it, and I hit the cargo door and go through to get to their location, I guess.
Overcomes, I say, Swan Song, I see a large blue piece of pizza.
I haven't had pizza in so many... Can you eat it? Is it real?
I put my hand up to it.
It's about like 2 meters tall. Your hand kind of just goes right through it.
Negative, Swan Song. The pizza is not edible.
This is the saddest news I've heard in so long.
So you guys hear over your comms, actually, you hear a voice. It comes over the comms and it says, you guys hungry? Because I could make a pizza right now if you want.
Can you send it over?
Yeah, Higgs, I am hungry. Thanks.
Who is talking right now? Are you Mr. Pizza Pie?
No, I'm Victor.
No, Victor, shut up. Someone's talking to us.
Damn it, Higgs. Can you just make me my fucking pizza?
I didn't say that, god damn it. Someone else, the pizza guy.
So, Victor, your heads-up display suddenly fills with, like, a menu, and you can't, like, see through it anymore. It's just, like, this opaque menu appears, and it's got all these different, like, ingredients and, like, different types of crust, and it's just, like, highlighting different ones, and, like, you're being sort of bombarded with these, like, menu images.
Jesus.
Is there atmosphere here? Is it safe to take my helmet off, maybe?
You hear the voice again. No, don't, please. Keep your helmet on for now. I'm still working on the atmosphere thing. Just give me a second. There's a lot of damage. There's a whole lot of damage. One second. I think I got it. Yeah, okay, I'm going to need another minute. Hang on.
Piani calls out, what can I do to help?
Power was a good start. Just hold tight. Having some trouble focusing here. Something's, and then it starts to glitch out and repeat itself. And then the pizza flickers a few more times. And then it says, okay, all right, got it. So, processing. And then the menu disappears and all the screens fill up with like various bars and stuff. Higgs, you and Sicarian, because you've been like jogging, it's not that far a distance. You get to the bridge at this point, so the four of you are now on the bridge.
Well, I didn't want to leave the.
Oh, you want to stay on the Swan Song? Okay, so Sicarian, you're there.
Yeah, I told Mr. S to go, but I walked back to the bridge in my suit.
Okay, so the readouts on the Swan Song are normal again. You can see all of the normal functions of the ship.
All right, I'm just kind of like watching the other people's monitors, the feeds or whatever.
So Sicarian and Victor and Piani, you're all on the bridge of the pizza party now. And the thing that Piani has been talking to seems to be distracted by whatever it's doing. It's trying to repair some damage or get the stone oven ready so it can make you a pizza.
I look to Piani. Then I look to Mr. Sicarian. Then I look back to Piani and I say, We are so fucked.
No.
Guys, this is Higgs over. You know who the fuck this is. We got all the computer, all the comms. I got control of those all again. I jiggled some cords and stuff. I did it.
No, you didn't.
Is it a computer test to get the scan, or is it an astronautics test to get the scan of the pizza party?
It would be one or the other, assisted by one or the other. So while it's working, okay. If you want to, go ahead and do some manual.
Yeah, I want to try astronautics to try and grab a scan of the pizza party the way we said we were gonna.
Do you want to try and get Piani's help?
Yeah, I waved to Piani. Said Piani, well, this thing is distracted. Let's try to grab that scan. We stand to make a lot of money on this.
What do you mean distracted? He's gonna help us.
While this thing is making us a pizza, let's get a scan. That's what I meant. Piani.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, nice. I have one in astronautics, so 2d6 plus 2. Okay.
So, Piani, make your computer roll first, and if you can get a 7 or better, there you go. So you get an extra bonus there.
So that's a plus 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going to re-roll that.
Okay, good call.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so on a 10, let's see, so 7, 10, you figure that with the proper team, it's going to take a while, but you could probably get just under 300,000 credits worth of salvage out of this ship.
Holy hell, we are not so fucked.
Based on its current condition, I mean, you're going to have to pay a crew to help you with that. But
yeah, I mean, if we get 150 of that 300K, that's some serious non-fuckage. Can I get a feeling for what's in the shielded region of the ship from this scan? Okay.
No, it's you get the impression that it's intentionally cut off so that if someone were to board the ship, they would have to go down to the core and actually get a look at it.
I turn to Sicarian.
It's on its own computer system.
And I just nod.
He just looks at you with his green eyes.
I shoot Sicarian a look that says, we need to go down there and get in there in order to find out what we're dealing with.
It's a lot of communicating with a look. That's impressive.
It's that 14 charisma.
Secret eye language.
I would just know this, Adam. I apologize, but what's it say on our mission? We're supposed to bring the core back to Mrs. What's her boat?
Recover the core, take it to communicate with the Ximenez shipyards, let them know you have it. You give it to them, they're going to give you 10,000 credits and officially turn over ownership of the hull of the pizza party to you. And then you can salvage it at your own expense.
Okay.
That's the official deal, yeah.
As they're, I guess, having a conversation over there, Adam, I look at the levels on everyone's suits. How are we doing on time?
You're okay. The whole process has taken just under 2 hours, I guess.
So it's about 4 left.
Yeah, you got 4 hours left.
Okay.
So I want to talk to PI. the ship's fucked.
So the voice comes back on and that's an understatement.
So
can't figure out what caused it though. Part of the system, I'm cut off.
From where? Where does it stop?
So something in the core, where the spike drive, the reactor usually is. Big black spot.
If we begin to salvage the ship, don't be mad.
I think that the pizza, as it speaks, it glows in accordance with its speech. It chuckles a little and kind of flickers. He says, "Why should I care about the ship? I'm not the ship."
Some AIs that are a bit protective, they might zap a guy for fucking pulling off a sheet of metal or something. But more importantly, I just want you to come with us.
On your ship?
Yeah.
Problem. See, I'm not supposed to leave. And the terminal changes to an input, and it says like input security clearance for AI control, and it's like blinking with like a little cursor. There's things I can't do. Maybe you could help?
I can help. That's why I'm here.
Piani, I bet you it's pepperoni. Try it. I bet you that's it.
No.
Is the password pepperoni, Mr. P.I.?
So the ship, it's like, I don't know. The locks, I can't. They're a blank spot. I'm not allowed to think about them.
It's got to be pepperoni, I swear to God.
Tell me what I got to do.
The captain had codes, biometric scan, something that would allow him access to the locks. And the thing starts to flicker and go like all staticky. It hurts to think about it.
Where's the last life sign of the captain?
Everybody went outside after they tried to turn the spike drive on, and I haven't heard from them since.
Like fucking outside in space?
Yeah, outside the ship. Your pizza's ready.
I'm hungry. Where do we eat?
The pizza flickers and disappears and becomes a 3D model of the ship with a little red line that goes like boop, 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 boop. And then at the bottom, it's got a little flashing piece of pizza.
Mr. S, can you go and collect that and bring it back to the swan song, please?
No.
Can I? So there'd be like no way that I could scan for floating debris around the ship.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to differentiate it from like bits and pieces of the ship. You know, like if there was an explosive force, like the repressurization people did get sucked out, they'd be a ways off from here, stuck to the side of some asteroid. But I mean, you could try and hack the lock, right?
Well, that was going to be the next thing I was going to ask, if I couldn't retrieve the body. So
can you? I mean, okay, so what I told Sikarian before about, or Higgs before about AIs, like they, they're braked to stop them from getting super intelligent. Like the pizza party is probably kind of dumb on purpose. Unlocking it, there's a risk there for sure. Also, it's considered like kind of a crime in most sectors, like unbreaking an AI.
Fucking criminal. Who the fuck gives a shit?
All right, I'm just saying.
We kind of are operating at the very edge of legality.
All right. Well, I go on private comms and I'm like, as much as I fucking want this AI, I want the fucking money more. So.
Hold on.
Who are you talking to on comms?
Private comms to us, right?
Everyone.
Except for the AI?
Yes, except for the AI.
When you say that, I'm just like, Piani, that AI, if it is really an AI, is going to fetch us so much more than anything else on that ship.
Oh, fuck it. He's not worth money to me.
I'm not going to sell this to you, you fucking idiot. I'm going to sell it to someone else that has money.
I'm telling you, it's more valuable to have it on the Swan Song.
Well, either way, it's got to be on the Swan Song.
I really think that's exactly what Ximenes wants us to deliver.
Well, like, the only way we're going to know is by checking out the fucking core.
All we've seen of this ship is that it's a perfectly normal destroyer-class vessel with a shielded blank spot in the middle and a communicable AI that makes pizza. One of these things seems special and worth 10,000 credits. The other doesn't.
It's worth more than 10,000 credits.
Yeah.
We could sell it to someone else.
Yeah.
Look, you guys should go check out the core. That's we got to do that regardless. So make your way on there. You got about 4 hours left on your life supply, whatever. We'll be good.
I open a private comm to Higgs.
Yes, a private comm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's as private as it gets.
Yeah, it's fine.
For a man who has his head in another man's anus, I mean, what are you going to do? Do that private?
Exactly.
I say, Higgs, you know, I'm thinking about this Ximenes situation. Ximenes they gave a bunch of ships to the Andoni Cultural Protection Force, which means that Andoni Cultural Protection Force kind of owes them this, whatever we're getting off this ship, if we think that it really is this AI, it's, in our opinion, obviously worth a lot more than 10,000 credits. Maybe we could bargain for, I don't know, easy access in and out of Andoni. What do you think? Do you think we could hook something like that up?
I think we could just fucking sell it. We don't need to make a deal or anything.
Call me sentimental, I guess. I don't want to lose contact with my home world. I'd like to be able to come and go a little bit. Maybe we could just ask him to cut us a deal. I mean, ask for a little bit more, but also... Look,
Victor, I know you think we're close because you had your hand up my asshole the other day, but we're not. I don't give a fuck about your home planet, all right? We're not going to be making deals for the individuals on the ship. We act as a group, and we'll make decisions as a group.
It was your perineum, and what if I told you...
Look, Victor,
you missed your perineum.
Look, Victor, you can backtrack all you want, but the relationship is tainted.
So. Get it? Get it?
I say, listen.
This is all ass backwards, by the way.
Higgs. This is it's all gone bottoms up. Really, we need to talk about money. I think I have a contact on Andoni who would be willing to pay us a reasonable sum to get him off world.
All right, that's great. I've got a pizza AI that'll sell for a shit ton more than anything that your friend can offer us.
That's true, but we could also use the pizza AI to get us an easy way to get our friend off world and make even more money.
I take the comms and like make it all, and I'm like, Victor, we got to decide as a group, all right? I know you want to go visit your home planet, blah blah blah, but we got to go and do this now, and we'll figure it out when we get back on the ship. You're wasting life and you're wasting time. Let's just move on with the mission.
So when you say you're wasting time, the voice pipes in over the comms. Also, your pizza's getting cold,
and our pizza's good. Can someone go get this fucking pizza?
I turn to Piani and I say, I thought you said this shit was encrypted.
That's what the fucking guy at the store told me. It's an AI. I don't know. I'll tell you what. Why don't you, I'll stay here. I'll guide and navigate you to the core. I'll open the doors you need. We've got to check out the core.
I agree. Okay. Sicarian, after you.
So Victor and Sicarian, you guys are going to head to the core. Why don't we take our second break here, and we'll pick up at the core.
Cool. Sounds good. We'll take. We'll do just that. We'll see you guys in about 3 minutes. Thanks for watching. Be back soon.